in the Orthodox Church, the focus of the wedding ceremony is the crowning, and we call it crowning ceremony. And as you are seeing, three things actually, they put on the robes and the red ribbon, and after this, we will put on the crowns on their heads. Why in the crowning ceremony we put these three things on both of them, the bridegroom and the bride? Because as you will hear, before we anoint them with the oil, we say, O God, who out of the fruit of the olive tree you have anointed priests, kings, and prophets. Priests, kings, and prophets. So in the crowning ceremony, both of them are anointed as priests, as kings, and prophets. I'm sure you know there is what we call the sacramental priesthood and the priesthood of laity. So that's actually the priesthood of laity. What's the difference between the function of the prophet and of the priest? The priest actually stands before God in prayer. Priest means intercessor. So he stands before God and offers sacrifices to God. The prophet carries message from God to the people. So the prophet delivers message from God to the people, and the priest delivers message from the people to God. So now they are establishing a new church. The house of the believers in a new church. So as priests, both of them, that's why they are wearing the burnous, the robe, both of them, they should offer sacrifices of prayer. As David the prophet said, when I lift up my hands, it is a sacrifice of praise. As priests also, when they do charitable works, that's a sacrifice, as Paul mentioned in Hebrews chapter 13. So as priests, so they will offer sacrifices of praise toward God, prayer, scripture, charitable work. So now we're telling them, you are both of you anointed as priests, priests of the laity, and you have this responsibility to turn your house into this church. And as a prophet, prophet actually proclaiming message from God. So as a prophet actually, they need to proclaim God's message to their children and to the whole world. God told us, his children, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. In First Peter, St. Peter spoke about the prophets in the Old Testament. Sorry, Second Peter, he said, they were like shining lamps till the sun of righteousness shone. So as prophets, they will declare the message of God to the whole world. They will be light to the world. And that's why we put the two ribbons. The ribbon is a symbol of prophecy, because they are proclaiming the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which we will save by shedding his blood. And as for the crowning, they will be crowned as king and queen. King and queen. The king actually, they rule by a constitution. So in this church, there has to be a constitution to rule this house, this family, this new church. So the constitution is the word of God. The constitution is the commandment of God. So when they are crowned, actually it is a responsibility placed on their shoulder to establish this house, this family, this new church on the foundation of the canons of the church, on the law of God, on the commandments. That's why the crowning ceremony in the Orthodox Church focuses on these three elements. Now we are priests, so this house, we should actually hear from it prayer, praises, sacrifices, charitable works. As prophets, let your light so shine before men. And as kings, You need to rule your house by the work of God, by the constitution of the canons of the church. We, all of us who are attending, not only just to congratulate them, but also to lift our hearts in prayer that God may bless their marriage, God may crown them with glory and honor, God may sanctify their life. This new addition, this new family, this new house that will be established today, may God actually use it to be a nucleus inside the church to grow and produce blessed and fruitful fruits. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.